That's what you call a gift, right? Yes. Okay. So I wonder, should I share it with you guys? But that would mean that it's less for me. Should I share it? Oh, okay. You guys don't want to give your opinions. Okay. But you know what? I think I'm going to share it with you guys. Because we should share, right? As I'm going to speak of this story of sharing that God shares something with us and we also should share with others. So let's see what it is that God shares with us. So every day, do we know what forgiveness is? Do we know that we go to God for forgiveness, right? Whenever we do something wrong, whenever we are mean to our brothers or sisters, or whenever, what if we steal something? Do we need to go for forgiveness to God? Yes. What if someone else hurts you? What if a friend tells you something mean or he steals something from you? Should you forgive them? So that means that as we go to God for forgiveness, that when others come to us for forgiveness, what should we do? Because God gives us the gift of forgiving us, so we must also give that gift to others, right? And sometimes it's not easy to forgive others. Why? It's because sometimes what they did hurts us, right? But do you think sometimes what we do hurts God? Because God likes us to love. He always tells us in his word that we should love one another. His advice for us is that we should love one another. We should take care of one another. We should comfort one another. So when you see your friend is sad and you go to them, or even if it's not your friend, even if it's a stranger, because we must not just say, oh, that person is not my friend and I don't know who they are, so I won't go to them and help them. But we should help everyone. If we see someone is having a bad day, instead of making their day worse, what do you think we should do? Do you think we should help them? We should talk to them. We should encourage them. And you know, because you know Jesus, as children here this morning, because you know of Jesus, right? Your parents teach you every day, and you know of Jesus. You know of Jesus' forgiveness. You know of Jesus' love. You know of how Jesus takes care of us every single day, right? So you would know how to give that child advice to say that there is someone, if that child feels that no one loved them, you can remind them that there's a Jesus that loves everyone. And if that child is sad because something was taken away, you can share something that you have. Jesus has called us to love others and also to forgive. Let's read our memory verse for today. Forgive us for our sin, just as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. Matthew 6:12. So just as Jesus forgives us, and it's a gift from him. When we go to him and he forgives us, it's a gift because we haven't earned it. Nothing that we can do, it would be earning the forgiveness of God, but he gives it to us free, just as I'm going to share my treats with you guys this morning, so that you guys can also remember to share what you have. And you don't always have to share things, but you can share your knowledge of Jesus Christ and your love for one another, right? Okay, remember that throughout the week, and remember that always, to share your love and your treats and your toys and everything. Just as God has given us a gift of forgiveness and sharing, we should do the same. Who wants to pray? Who wants to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for letting all the church members be here. Thank you for letting some other kids come, and please bless us and let us to learn something new every day about you and to follow your ways more. And please help everybody in here to understand how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen.